Yeah, we're holding Daf Chav Gimel of an Aleph. Let's start over again a little bit. The first three, 4 lines down.
And then this question is: do you go back to where we start, where we left off, or is Chayzel a Roish? And Allah, we passed you, and Allah is you go back to where you stopped off. You don't have to Chayzel a Roish. So what was the last Gemara Svara? Gemara was Mas Sovar Gavra Dechuyehevi V'Yain Ro. The first man Yom said that Manashok, when he started to daven, obviously he had to go. Because you see, in the middle of daven, the Meragrayim came out. So at the time he started, he wasn't ready to daven. Therefore, the tefillah is no good, and he has to start over again. Well, Masova Gavra Chazia. No, the person was ready to daven then. The tefillah tefillah. And his tefillah is called a good tefillah. Now the question, this is where we pass in, that you don't have to go over again, you just go back to where you ended off. Now what's the pshat? Why is it a good tefillah? So it's one of two ways to learn. Either, even though he had to go to make meraglayim, still, the halacha is, b'dieved, the tefillah is a good tefillah, even though mechila you're not supposed to daven when you have to go for meraglayim. But even if you do have to go and you start davening, b'dieved, the tefillah is good. The other pshat is no, when he started to daven here, he didn't have to go. So he started Bereshus. Just in the middle of Tefillah, then the Meraglayim started to come out, so Lachar is stop, let it come out, and then you continue davening. The Nafkibor will soon say Nafkimir, according to the next Gemara. Let's see. Tana Rabban. Hanitzrach l'nekov. As here, Pasha doesn't mean Meraglayim. It means he has to make waste. Hanitzrach l'nekov. It's all you spal. Lachar is then you shouldn't start davening Shmoneh Esrei. V'yim his spalel, Tefillah situated. Here already says the tefillah, a tefillah, you're not yotzei a tefillah. Omer Razvid v'tem Rav Yehuda, loishonu ela sheinu yochol lishoyis biyatzmoi, that he can't wait. It means he has to go right away. Avlim yochol lishoyis biyatzmoi, if he can hold it in, then tefillah's a tefillah. Then if he daven, the tefillah is called a good tefillah. So the more viyat kama, till how long can he hold it in? Omer Rav Sheishis ad parsa. How long it takes to walk a parsa? And a parsa usually takes 72 minutes. So if you could mishare that you're able to hold it in for 72 minutes, then if you daven, v'dieved, your tefillah is called the good tefillah. But if you know you can't hold it in, and you're going to have to go right away, then the locker is, ain't tefillah sa tefillah. You're not yetzah mitzvah sa tefillah. Zadrashi. Zadrashi, v'yad kamo, yocho lahamid atzmai minikovav, how long can you hold yourself back for not going? Sheyehe muter lahaschu v'tefillah. That you're allowed to start davening. Now this is a chiddush. Rashi Shita is that if you can hold yourself back for another 72 minutes, then mitchila you're allowed to start davening now. That's Rashi Shita. The halacha gets paskan up like Rashi. If you have to go right now, avada mitchila, you shouldn't start davening. Just be the effort. If you did start davening and you're mishaya that you're able to hold it in for another 72 minutes, then be the effort. The tefillah is called a good tefillah. But if you know you can't hold it in, you're going to have to go right after davening, then you're not Yoytze Shmoneh Esrei, you have to start over davening. So that's the Gemara Klo, the Hanitzrach L'Nekovah, Pasha means you have to go make waste. So what was Pshan the Gemara before? The Gemara before said that by Meiraglayim, the Gavra was the Chuyah, still the Tefillah is called the Good Tefillah. So some Rishonim learned that the Gemara before the Meiraglayim doesn't have this halacha. Even though when you started to daven, you had to go, you had to make Meiraglayim, still with the Yevah, the Tefillah is called the Good Tefillah. It is only if you have to go make waste, then b'dieved the tefillah is not a good tefillah. But the meraglayim, even b'dieved the tefillah is called a good tefillah. And that's the way Pasha we pass in halacha. That if you have to go to make meraglayim and you hold yourself back, still the Shmoneh Esrei yotzei tefillah, you would have to daven over again. Hashem, you have to nitzrach mekovav. If you have to go and you daven, you're not yotzei your tefillah.
How do you explain Balteshach?
You have to, we'll soon explain it. You have to go right away. But here, if you can't hold it back. It has to come. It's coming out so bad that you're mishai. You can't hold yourself for 72 minutes. But if you're mishai now that you can hold it in for 72 minutes, then Rashi Shita is metchili, let us start davening then. I will soon speak out a little bit what the Orach HaShulchan says on this. And some learned the shir on the Braiser itself. The Nedva Mamum has the Braiser said, Hanitzrach l'nekovav al yispal. If you have to go make, don't start davening. So the Brice itself says, the Nedev of Mamurim, when do we say this? Halacha, Kishen Yocholam Adal Atzma, where you can't hold yourself back. Avlim Yocholam Adal Atzma, if you hold yourself back, then Tefillah is the Tefillah. Then your Tefillah is called the good Tefillah, that according to Rashi means you're allowed to daven mitchila, and Lalach, the Shulchan Aruch says, just means that B'dieved, the tefillah is called a good tefillah. So the more of a yad kama, how long can you hold yourself back that you yoytzim? Or merav zvid ad pasa. For how long it takes you to walk a pasa, which is 4 mil, which they say it's brought down at 72 minutes. Omer Rab Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Rab Yonison, Hanitzrak l'nekovet, somebody has to go, is Harezer lo yispal, he's not allowed to daven then. Mishum Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Hikoin likras lakecha Yisrael, prepare yourself before you go to daven. Now, when he come, we learn a lot of halachas. The Gemara in Shabbat learns out from here that you need to wear a gartel, or else not a gartel, at least to wear a belt, or at least to wear something as mafsik between the erev and your leiv. That's he come, prepare yourself. Or some people say if you're wearing a jacket, there's minion to button your jacket before you start Shemoneh Esrei. Like a little bit, prepare yourself before you start davening. Here with Dashen, it means also if you have to go, don't daven before you go. Because your goof is called meshukitz. Like if you have to go, if the waste is inside you, it's mis. So prepare yourself before you daven. The Yom Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni from Omer Rav Yenison, another posik. My Dichsir, one of the posik saying, Kehelis, Shemor Raglecho, watch your feet. When you go to the Beis Lakim, go to the Beis Hamikdash. So one chat is Shemor Atzmecho, watch yourself, Shaloi Techta, not to do Chatoyim. V'yim Techta, Lu Yitzu Yedid Chatoyim, Have a Korban Ulufonai. Bring a Korban in front of the Yebishta. So that's Shemor Raglecha, means first watch yourself not to have to come to the Beis Hamikdash. But if you did do a Chet, then come to the Beis Hamikdash. Then the Pasuk says, V'korav Lishmoya, come close to listen. What does that mean? Omar Rova, Heavy korav lishmoya divrei chachamim. Be close to listen to what the chachamim tell you. Shem choytim, if you do a chet, mevi'in korban, you should bring a korban, or mevi'oisim tshuva. Make sure with the korban you're also doing a tshuva. It's not just enough to bring a korban. The pasuk then says, mitei saksilin zovach. And not to bring a korban like silim, like a fool brings a korban. What does that mean? I'll think silim, don't be like fools. Shechoytim, they do chatoyim. And then they're mechuyev to bring the korban, or mevi'in korban, and they take to bring the korban, or mevi'in oisim tshuva, they don't do the tshuva. That's not, they're not yoytzim to chiyuv korban, they don't have a kapara. Ki ein, the pasuk ends off, ki ein em yoydim lasos ruah. They don't know to do bad. Shrati Gemara, yohochi tzadikim nino. If they don't know to do bad, so it means they're not doing bad, according to that tzadikim. So why do you call them ksilim? So the more elo, the pshat is like this. I'll take kixilim. Don't be like a fool. Shechoytim that they do chatoyim. Or mevi in korban. They bring a korban on their head. Or the einem yoidim, they don't know. Im al hatoiva, hey mevim. Are they bringing the korban because they did good things? Im al haro, hey mevim. Or because they did bad things, that's why they're bringing the korban. It has nothing to do by tshuva by them. They don't even know what they did bad to do tshuva. They just know I have to bring a korban. So that's not a good korban. Omra Kodesh Baruch Hu, what does Kodesh Baruch Hu say about such a person that brings a korban and doesn't do tshuva? They don't know the difference between good and bad. They may be in korban the front of me, they bring a korban in front of me. So that's one way to dash in this posik. Rav Ashi Vitei Rav Chanina Bar Papa Omer, he learns what pshat this posik. Shemor Raglecho Kasher Telech Beis Lakim means Shemor Nikvecho. It means check yourself if you have to go make or not before you come to daven. Before you come to daven in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're supposed to check yourself, to be vaidik yourself. Like we had the Gemara before, how will you makabel upon yourself all ma'acha shemayim shleima? That's first you nifne, you see if you have to go to the basic kisei, then you put on tefillin, you say krishma and tefillah, that's called kabbalah for ma'acha shemayim.
Does Rashi say?
They're only saying over how long can you hold yourself back in. Means tshuva. Do tshuva about voyez korbanecha when you bring in the korban. Mitais oisai kiksilim b'lai tshuva. Not bring it like fools do without tshuva. Shemor nikvecha, that's what's nagei tawel gemara. We dashin shemor raglecha means watch your feet, means check yourself. Shemor nikvecha mi bein raglecha. Kamer lahasa says raglov. Shemor nikvecha shloye fichoi. So, l'kora, the way Rashi Shitur is, if you could hold yourself back for 72 minutes, then even metchila, you're allowed to daven. And the Mechavis says no, that Avadi, if you have to go and you feel something, even if you hold it in, metchila, don't start davening until you go. So Rav Hashulchan wants to say really is no machlokes. He wants to say there's different teva, everybody knows different times. He says, if more you feel you have to go, this is talking about the waste, and you know if you sit right now would come out, that everybody's matzim you have to go now, even Rashi. That's pshat the posse kanitzrach in the cover of al yispalu. If you know you have to go and it's going to come out now, the din is avad. You're not supposed to start davening now. But he says there's another matzim. Amol, you have a feeling you know you have to go, but it's not going to come out now. You could sit there; it's not going to come out. It'll take another half an hour until it comes out. What's halach in such a case like that? She wants to, and that's what Rashi says, then mitchila you're allowed to start davening now. You doubt right now, it's not going to come out, so you can start davening now. B, you know that you can hold it in for 72 minutes. It's not so the fellas. If you have to, you can hold it back for 72 minutes. And right now, it's not going to come out. So you're not mechuyev to sit there and miss the kriyashma and miss tefillin. You're allowed to start davening now. B, you know that you check yourself, and right now, it's not going to come out. So he wants to learn, that's Rashi Shita, and he wants to say, even the Shulchan Aruch is also asking to that. Like there are three different gedorim, and there's no real machlokes. Because if you have to check yourself, and you could go right now, according to everybody, you have to go. You shouldn't start davening. Because if you check, it's not coming, even though you have a feeling you have to go, then you're allowed to start davening now. Providing that you know that even when it comes, you could wait 72 minutes. So that's a bit of cooler, that's no nageya, mo yikvi soymech on this. But Frati says that if you are a shalom for missing the tefillah b'tzibur, or you're going to miss this man tefillah altogether, avadi yikvi soymech on this. If it can't come out right now, you start davening b'tzibur. Right. Tona Rabbonin. Hanich nasle beis hakisei. Somebody goes into the beis hakisei, is cholitz tefillin, he has to take off his tefillin, v'roch dal damis. 4 amos away from the beis hakisei. Now there's 2 agdoras here that in Gemara's times used to wear tefillin the whole day. And another agdora was that they didn't have a place where to watch it. And their beis hakisei wasn't inside the house, it was outside in the fields, and it wasn't the makom mishuma to watch your tefillin. So you couldn't just take your tefillin off and leave it outside someplace. Well, so see the Choshen people take it, or the Dekvarim would take it. So they gave a lot of coolers how it should be knowing with tefillin that you're allowed to bring it into the Beis HaKisei. But these coolers don't apply to Zmanazir. Because today, come on, everybody has a nice Mokka Mishum, you can leave it tefillin outside, you don't have to take it into the Beis HaKisei. But here, if you're a Nicholas of the Beis HaKisei, which that time was in the fields, is Cholot tefillin, you have to take off your tefillin, Brochot Al Damas. If you're Nicholas, then you can go in. Omer Rav Acho, Bar Rav Puna, Omer Rav Sheshes. That's only a beis hakisei kvua, means that he already used that mokum once before. Then you have to take your tefillin off dal amos before you come to that mokum. Our beis hakisei arai means this place was never used yet for beis hakisei. It's the first time you're using it now. Then you could manage to wear your tefillin until that mokum. Cholitz, take off your tefillin at that place itself. V'nifnali altan, you can make right there. Now, Shuyetze though, but when you go away from this mokum, when can you start putting on your tefillin? Now, Macher Dal Damas. You have to go away first, Dal Damas, and then put on the tefillin. Why? Because once you made there, so you made that mokum into a Beis HaKisei Kvua, that it's a mokum mius now, so you're not allowed to put tefillin on within Dal Damas from that mokum. First, you have to walk away, Dal Damas, and then put on your tefillin. See Rashi? Beis HaKisei Kvua. That means Shiyesh Boi Tzoya. There was somebody ready made in that mokum. V'chol Bote Kisoya Shebi Gemara Al Pnei HaSodim. Beis HaKisei means out in the field they used to go make. Hein B'loi Chafira. It wasn't even the hole in the ground. It was not much on top of the ground. They used to find the mokum Mutzna, a private place. They used to... Is Arai. That means Shezer Maschel Afshel HaSoyis Beis HaKisei. Means nobody made there yet. You're the first one to use this mokum. So when you first come there to clean mokum, you're allowed to walk to that place and take off your tefillin right there. Even when you're making your nikar adin in the Gemara's time, when it wasn't a mokum mishumer, you're allowed to hold your tefillin in your hand. The Gemara later says, even in the basic you say kvua, also you're allowed to still hold your tefillin. That's only the chumrah. That if it's a kavua, they can mokum, then you have to take it off, dal damas, before you come near that mokum. Because that's called a not nice place. So it's in the dal damas, it's not nice to be wearing tefillin. L'drashi damas, shebizman, shein beroishay, hein begolu, yukunai hadover. It's when you're wearing the tefillin on your hand, on your head. And the first one say, huadin on tefillin shel yad. When you're wearing it, it's called more the tefillin is begolu, and it's a more gnai. It's not nice to wear the tefillin within dal damas of this mokum beis hakisei. Supposed to take off your tefillin first, and then you'll have to hold it in your hand, and go and make, and then go out again, go away, dal damas, and then put on the tefillin. That's halacha. So the Mari Boyeluhu. Mal sheyichnas adam b'tfilin lebeis hakisei kvua lahashtin mayim. The person let it go into beis hakisei kvua when he's wearing his tefillin. Is a shot, does he have to take it off or not? And before we said if he's nifna, he has to go make, then avav, he has to take off his tefillin first. He's not allowed to make when he has his tefillin. What about just on the making mashtin meraglayim? Is he allowed to walk into the beis hakisei kvua wearing his tefillin?
Yes.
So Mar Ravina Shar Ravina held with mutta. It has to be mashed and some meraglayim come out when you wear on tefillin. There's no issue about that. It's mutta. Ravada b'matnos, he held no was also. So the Mara also shalal Rova. They asked Rova, what do you hold about this halacha? Can you walk into a basic kisik fuah just to be mashed and meraglayim wearing your tefillin? Or mulu also. It's also. What's the time? Why? Parchashina and shema yipna behen. As if you go into a basic kisik fuah, that's a mokum where usually you make the waste. So a choshed, if you just gone for meraglayim, maybe there where you have to make also. And now yifne, that's also to be wearing tefillin. So it's only exeritic halacha. The yamri lo Hashem yafiach them. The exer is if you go into basic kisik fuah, maybe you'll let air come out of you, and that's also to do when you're wearing tefillin. So vayis klo miikarav din to let meraglayim come out is mutter when you're wearing tefillin. It's only also in a basic kisik fuah as exer if you come to make there or lo Hashem yafiach them. Kurvat mashmalo is a basic kisik arai. It would be mutter. Or else if it's a mokum, we only have a mokum to make meraglayim, as man has ever had. It's not a mokum to be yifne, could be a bimutah then to do it with the tefillin. No, maisa, we don't do it though.
Basic kisei kavua means that there is just a place that's used as a basic kisei, or has tzoya
there. Tzoya there. Rashlan is tzoya there, right.
A pleasant day, a bathroom.
We'll talk about those. Some people say, okay, we don't have a din basic kisei kavua, our basic kisei. About this flushed away, it's not called the basic kisei kavua. Mais, you could be saying on that. We'll talk about it later. We'll see the sugis. There's a Gemara later about it. We'll see later. What? So far, we're talking about tefillin. So far, we're talking about. We'll see. It's very chapik nafkmin. You can wash your hands as a basic kisei. If you're allowed to walk in there with food, and now a basic kisei. Mais, you could be making now a basic kisei. Since you always flush it away, it's not called a basic kisei. We'll see. There's a Gemara soon about it. We'll see. Not today, in the future. Yeah. Shem yifiyach. The Amr Lash Shem yifiyach ben. Tan yidach. Another brayso learned. You go into the basic kisek fuah. This was in the fields where the worst soya there. The Rashi learns is chelat tefillin. You have to take off your tefillin baruch daud amis. It's 4 hours before you come to the basic kisek. You have to take off your tefillin. O menichon the chalain. Where do you leave it? The chalain on the window has some chushus rabin near the chushus rabin. Then the nichnas and go in and make. So kuantris man diyom, you can't take the tefillin inside with you. Or in that mokum, you have to leave it outside. Ugeshu yaitse, when you go out, machr daodamis says, go away daodamis, then umenichin. Divre beishame, that's beishame shita. That there's no heter at all to bring the tefillin into the mokum where the tzayir is, into the beis hakisei. You have to leave it outside someplace. See Rashi before? Rashi ma'a sheyichnas betfillin kishayim beroyshe koma. Even wearing tefillin can you go into the matam eraglayim. So it's only gzereshem yifne ben gedelim. Right, so Beishamai Shita is now, you can't bring the tefillin at all. Well, Beisil Loimim, no. Oichsin B'yod, you're allowed to hold your tefillin. As the Ikra Din is, you have to take it off, Dal Damas away, but then hold it in your hand to watch it, V'nichnas. We have a Kiva Loimim, Oichsin B'bigdoi V'nichnas. Don't keep it in your hand, like wrap it around your shirt or your jacket. For the Gemara B'bigdoi, just wrap it in your jacket. Sakadaitach, Zimnim Nishtali Lo. The crew will fall out of your jacket in the middle and you'll fall on the floor, it's not nice. But Afli, Ela'ema, what he meant to say was, Eichsin bebigdai uvi yodai. Havada still hold it, grab it with your hands. But just wrap it around first in your begodim, so it shouldn't be nagula. Like a little cover dick, wrap it around first. Then nichnas, then you go into the Beis HaKisei. O menichon, and you should leave it, bechurin hasnuchon the Beis HaKisei. Leave it in the holes near the Beis HaKisei. So Rashi learns, bechurin hasnuchon the Beis HaKisei, lifnim min hagedir, in front of the gate, disodir. Usually used to be nifna near a gate. They put the tefillin in the holes in the kaisel. That's where you leave the tefillin to be shomer there. Don't leave it. But don't leave it near a shusarabim. Why? That maybe people will steal it from you. That's not called a mokum shomer. You should leave it in the hole near the shusarabim. The yavo dechshad and the kamo dechshad. People will be chayshid you. What's it got to do with chshad? The Gemara Maisa was a Maisa. the Talmud Echod, Sheniach Tfilin Bechurin Asmuchim Rishus Rabim, he left his tefillin in the holes near the wall, near the Rishus Rabim, Oboaz Zayna Achat, the Zayna was passing by, then she took that loss and she took these tefillin. Oboaz the Beis HaMedrash, the next day she came into the Beis HaMedrash, the Yom, she told the Rosh Yeshiva, Ru, Ma Nosin Li Ploini Bischori, look what this Talmud gave me, Bischori, he has mus with me, and he paid me a tefillin for it. His keep when Shishom Moisa Talmud, when his Talmud heard what the Zayin was saying, as it wasn't true. So the Zayin made up the story, she stole the tefillin, is Kachola L'Rosh Hagag, the Talmud went up the top of the roof, V'nofel Mace, he jumped off and killed himself. It's out of embarrassment, he like lost himself. He got so embarrassed, the Zayin comes in and says, he had lust with him, he killed himself. His voice is sure, Machem is this Maisa, his kinu zachom mega takonom, she oichsin v'bigdoyu v'yodiv v'nichnas. You should know you're allowed to walk into the Beis HaKisei holding your tefillin. You don't have to leave it outside because you're afraid somebody would steal it. Maybe your Zayin would steal it just to get you in trouble. And that was the Heter. So saying, this is only a Heter, this Man HaGemara, where it wasn't the Mokum Meshuma to leave it outside. And the other Beis HaKisei were outside. But today, we have your Beis HaKisei in a normal place, inside the house, inside the shul, provided we don't bring the tefillin inside. Rashi. His Talmud, the whole usually have mice. So Drashi, since this is the mokum of people used to walk there, the mice weren't shchiach there. Tana Rabbanan. But Rishoyna at the beginning, what was at the corner with tefillin? Hoyo menichin tefillin bechurin hasnuchin lebeis hakisei. First thing I've added a word, Matthew, to bring the tefillin into the beis hakisei. Leave it better outside in the holes of the gedder. Or the mitchilo uboyin akvorin, the mice used to come beneath the moisan. Used to take it. So it wasn't nice, that was a bigger design for the tefillin that it should get lost or the mice should eat it. Menles kinu she menichin noisan bechalainois hasnuchin lebeis hakisei. Leave it right side the chaloyin, the window was on top. As the mice didn't get there, near the Rishus Rabbim. But what happened then? Uvoyin oivrei d'rochim v'naitlin oisai. Then people used to walk by and steal the tefillin. So there's no way to leave it near the Rishus Rabbim. As this kino, the gzera was, they made a takornam, she oichsin v'yodev v'nichtas. Like Beis Hillel, that you're allowed to hold the tefillin and walk into the Beis HaKisei with the tefillin. Omer Rabbi Meisha, v'rei Rabbi Shuv and Levi. Halacha, what the halacha, how do you have to do with the tefillin, is goyel alon kimin sefer. Like we do, wrap up the tefillin like a sefer, is make the ritzuas go around the tefillin, v'yoichsim b'yeminoi, hold it in your right hand, kineged levo near your heart, and you let it go into the base kisi, holding it like that, and nifne. Like we said, because you can't leave it outside, you're afraid people will steal it, so you let it bring it in. But this much cover do, wrap up the ritzuas, and hold it in your right hand near your heart. Omer Rav Yosef bar Menyumi, Omer Rav Nachman, Obevach loitei ritzua yoitzas mitachas yode tefach. The ritzua should not be sticking out or hanging down from here in the tefach. That's a bizarre thing. What do you have that hanging down for? If you can wrap it all around, it's better to wrap it up. Rashi, shaloi geilon b'ritzua shalhen. His geilon means wrap around the ritzua, surround the tefillin like we do. We wind up our tefillin. Shloi teitzir ritzua, sheish bo kedusha. Of course, the ritzuas have kedusha to it. Shreib dehen hu koshrin. With the ritzua sessions, you make the kesher. You make. O the kesher nira v'asiyose kimin dalid, al shem achas miyosa shoshakai. We use Hashem's name with ritzuas to make a dal. V'hashin asuyas makos tektitza. And the shin up, Rashi, that's on the show Rosh. We have the shin sticking out. Hachitzoyna. V'hayud, the yud asuyas, the Rosh ritzuyas tefillin shoyad. The tefillin shoyad, by the kesher, this little piece sticking out looks like a yud. V'ritzuyas ketana moid kof of Roshav niras kimin yud. So since with the ritzuas we make like the shin and the dal and the yud, it has kedusha, so if possible it shouldn't be sticking out in the Beis HaKisei. The yechsim v'yeminai, shrashi shloi bevigdoi, kadei shloi yiploi. He held, you don't have to hold it with your begodim, better hold it with your hand. Else why? Because it's a better shomer then. You make sure it won't fall. Omer Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Omer Rabbi Zeira, loi shonu ela sheyei shoyiz b'yoyin l'lovshon. It's only when you go into the Beis HaKisei, in the middle of the day, when even after you come out, even after you made, you're still going to put the tefillin back on again. So now they weren't much rich you to put the tefillin away, you'll soon see in the bag first, but you'll let it just girdle and just wrap up the tefillin and hold it in your hand, because then when you come out again, you'll put it back on again, dal damas away. Well, ain't choice being Maloshon. Let's say you go to the Beis Kisei by Shkia time, and when you come out, no, you're not going to put the tefillin on anymore. It's going to be night when you come out already. Then Oyselhen Kimin Kis Tefach. Then Metchila should have a bit where you keep your tefillin. Oh, Menichen. And so before you go into the Beis Kisei, like we do, wrap up your tefillin and put it into the bed. That's a bigger covet than keeping it on without the bed. Kimin kis tefach, that the kiss itself has to be a tefach. Why? It means there has to be an abir tefach between the tefillin and the bed. It has to be a pretty wide bed. Omer Rabba Baba Chonam Rabbi Yechinim. The yoim goydelin, like you just said, at the daytime, if you go to the Beis Kisei, so when you come out, you're still going to use it again, then just goydelin kimin sefer. Just take the ritzuras and wrap it around the tefillin, like a sefer mlichin biyoda, leave it in your hand, connected liboy, and that's enough. And when you come out, the old amas, you put it back on again. Over Lila, if you go to the Beis Kisei at night, then oysulahen kimin kis, like we're saying, make sure you have a big there, at least a tefach wide, that there should be avir between the tefillin and the beg, a tefach, or menichon, put it in the beg, and then you go into the Beis Kisei with it. Omer Abaye, loishonu ela bekli shukliyin. When do we say you have to have such a big beg, that there has to be a tefach between the tefillin and the rest of the beg? That's only if this is a beg that's miyuchid to use for the tefillin. It's bekli shukliyin. That means it's a kli miyuchid for the tefillin. Then the svar is, if it's a small beg, it's like bottle to the tefillin. So it's not cold, it's covered around. Avo bekli, shein the clean. If you have a beg, that's not miyuchot, leave your tefillin in. Usually use this beg for something else. But just now, when you want to go to the Beis Kisei, you'll put the tefillin inside this beg, afilu pachas mitefach. Even though there's less than a tefach inside the beg, between the tefillin and the tefillin and the beg, also it's mutter. So Trashi, uvalayla, kishulchol son bebeisoi. Al minat latzniyah boikeh, when you put it away, in your house, is oysalahem kis tefach, dechololoi tefach. You have to have inside a chalal tefach, means the space of a tefach. Why the choshev akli oil lahafsik beinom lekarka. It's called this mafsik, it's separating between the tefillin and the karka. So Rashi's mashma is a little different. As his last gemara, Rashi's mashma is talking about not going to the Beis Kisei. In your house, Rashi's of a layla. As geshuchotz in the Beisei, in your own house, when you chotz at night, al manas latzni yad abayka. When you took off the tefillin at night, and they put it down someplace. So leave it there till the next morning. So I said, in the gemara's time, they didn't have so much furniture, they didn't have a table to leave it on, so where would they leave it? On the floor. So if you want to leave it on the floor, then you have to put it in this kiss. That Rashi, oysalem kiss tefach, dechol le tefach, that is a chlal avir tefach, dechoshev akli oyel lahafsik benom lekarta. It's called like a hefstick. It's not called you put the tefillin on the ground. It's called you put it in that bag that's mafsik between the ground and the tefillin. Avid is a chalal tefach, it's called a hafsaka. So Rashi loishonu deboi tefach ala b'chli shukliyin. Only if this is the bag that you always leave your tefillin in. Rashi kiss also the tzorkin is a kli made to leave the tefillin in it. The kli in korav liyaz botel etzlam. Because since it's the bag of the tefillin, it comes mamash like a chiluk of the tefillin. So Hilkach bin and Dover and Nikr Shechitz with Nayim. Therefore it's not nice to leave this bag on the ground. It looks like you put the tefillin on the carcass. So the Eitzris have a wide bag that has at least a tefach other in between, then it's called a masti. The tefillin and the ground. The bag. And the bag.
Interior wall of the bag.
Yeah, right. If there's avra tefach inside the bag,
volume.
Then it's called like nicker, like the tefillin is not on the ground, it's called inside this bag. The bag is called chashev then. But if it's not a tefach inside, it looks like the bag is like buckled to the tefillin, so our tefillin is on the ground. But that's only if it's a tefillin bag. But if it's a different bag, then it's mutter. More than a tefach has to be. Yeah, the halal means the value. Means the air inside. There's the air. Right. It's just it's a mikvah. It's a hekel. Yeah, it's a hekel. Like Rashi, it's a hekel, in other words. It's a hekel. It's not called the tefillin's on the ground. It's called the beg is on the ground. Because if the beg is smaller, it's called the beg is like butter to the tefillin, so we see the tefillin on the ground. If it's a bigger beg, now we see it's in the beg, not on the ground.
Rashi.
Right. Depends. If you put your two tefillin in there, sometimes you don't have it. You don't have it. There's no chol between the tefillin. But we don't do this anyway. There's only Bizman HaGemara didn't have a place to hide things, to put things. So you used to leave it on the ground. Hey, Baruch Hashem, we have places where to put your tefillin, not to put on the ground. You have closets, you have here, there. Right? Some are buying Lashonu Vela Bekli Shuklin. Aber Bekli Sheinu Klin, Afilu Pachas Mitevach. If it's a new bag not used for tefillin, then even a small bag, you'll have to leave it on the ground. Oma Mazlutri Vitema Ravashi Teda, bring your raya for this. That even a small bag could also be mafsik. Shere Pachin Ketanim, small kelim, matilim b'yel ha-meis. In oil ha-meis, usually if there's a mace inside the room, everything in the room is tummy. But Pachin Ketanim means small kelim klicheris. That has a tzomet tussle, has a cover on top of it, that's matzel, nothing inside the kabel tumor. No matter how small that kli is, even though it's not a chalal tefach, no matter how small it is, it's matzel. So you see, a kli could be matzel, even though it's very small. Rashi, Shrei Pachin Ketana Matzilin, the heck if tzomet tussle, it has a tight sealed cover on top. B'yel ha-meis, the yavagad le-heavy tefach chaytzi, even though inside the kli is not wide a tefach, still it's chaytzi. So you see, a kli could be chayt even though it's not a tefach. That's why if you put the tefillin in stama bag, it could be even a small bag. Only where it's the bag of the tefillin, then you have to have a wide bag.